I mean, I think that the other solution that I appreciate that Director Anderson mentioned, and I can tell he's been reading our emails and our responses, which I'm so appreciative of, because he specifically mentioned Palmer and how overcrowded Park Hill Elementary is. And that
Interesting.
is something I wrote in my email, and I'm sure a lot of parents did. Again, that what Beth mentioned, the competition that Choice does and the funding per student. And during that competition, students get lost, and it's just a number game. So some of these schools, and Director Anderson also mentioned East High School, it's just a number game. So you're just piling in all these students just to get the budget higher and promote it, and it looks like a great school. And I'm sure Park Hill is, right? I have nothing against Park Hill and East High and all that stuff. But at some point in time, DPS needs to say enough. You need to have a limit, because how can you stuff that many kids and go over capacity? And so they tell us, which declining enrollment is real, birth rates declining are real, but also it's not like we're in this isolated neighborhood here at Palmer and all the other 10 schools that no kids exist. The kids are there. They're just redistributed unevenly in a disproportionate way. If you put a limit and say, this is the cap that you have, then at some point in time, you have to find somewhere else to go. And then you can even out in some of these schools. There's also Ashley Elementary School that they talked about, that Director Esserman discussed. They're also below 215. And yes, they didn't qualify for the list this year. What about next year or the year after that? Do you just stuff them into Park Hill, or do you stuff them into Montclair? Or what's the goal? There's unintentional consequences that you have, the DPS has not thought all the way through. They're just thinking of the short term little steps and not looking at the bigger picture and all the unintentional harm that they could cause.
There's a carrying capacity issue. Park Hill, very, very large school. Agreed. I don't intimately know Park Hill, and I don't want to cast aspersions on the other schools in our neighborhood, whether it's Montclair, whether it's Park Hill, whether it's Teller, whether it's Carson. It does not matter. But here's the thing. How full are you going to stuff those schools until you break? That is an unsustainable model. Instead, we're talking about school choice here. Can you cap enrollment and then go, can we put more resources into our neighborhood schools and redistribute those resources in a way that makes sense for the communities that are most directly affected by them and the ones that are most immediately in the vicinity of them so that people don't have to choice in where the resources are going, which is where I feel like your point is sort of ultimately leading.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah.